T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:44:16 before 8 on this Monday morning before Thanksgiving, and it is going to be chilly today. Highs only of 57. We're closing in on 50 now, and then looking ahead for the rest of the week. Gradual warming, but no real chance for showers until Friday, and then another front comes through. But not as cold as this one. Highs today of 57, 60 tomorrow, 67 on Wednesday, and 71 on Thursday, 74 on Friday. So Herb Tyler was with us, our friend, former LSU quarterback, and co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show on Wednesday, I think it was. And we're talking about Thanksgiving and how he loved the turkey sandwiches with the cranberry sauce and the mayonnaise. On the day after Thanksgiving, and I had one made, so I took a picture of it and texted it to Herb and wished him happy Thanksgiving. Now, I presume, Herb, you had a couple of those sandwiches yourself?
I've actually had one, and that was it, and it was delicious, and I'm upset that I didn't have more.
Man, I'm up to four. Okay? I'm up to four. Let me ask you about...
I saw the picture, and I really wanted to come over and have one with you.
It looked good, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
So when it comes to Saturday night, before we move forward, senior night, Joe Burrow unveils that BURREAUX jersey. I get the sense Texas A&M had no chance at all. They were walking into a buzzsaw.
Well, they had no chance at all when the week started on Monday last week. That's what I say. But hey, look, the way that Burrow spelled his name on the back of that shirt just shows the homage that he's paying to Louisiana, South Louisiana, being more particular, and you know how much he loves this university, the people who support the university as well as the state, and you know the crowd really, really adored that. And I think everybody at home who saw that really, really enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, Louisiana guy. How, you know, because you play with people, I don't know if it's far away from Ohio, because I guess LSU recruits all over, not necessarily consistently that far. But have you seen people from other areas come in and have a hard time assimilating to the culture here, to the Burrow EAUX kind of thing? And what does it say about Joe Burrow that he did kind of just involve himself in the culture and absorb it almost?
I have not seen anything like that being difficult. The culture here is so infectious, man. I mean, people come here and they come here to visit, and they end up staying forever. You know what I mean? I know people like that. I know a specific guy from Detroit came here to work after Katrina, and he never left, and he's still here. He's got a family, bought a house, he's working. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, this is like you can go take a visit to New York and then be ready to come back 2 days later, right? Oh, yeah. Not New Orleans, not Louisiana, not South Louisiana especially. So I just think that our culture is unique around the world, and it's world-renowned, and people just absolutely love it. I mean, they love the way we talk. They love the way the names are spelled. They love the way the names are pronounced. I mean, just Chapatulas alone, people have that as a trivia question. How do you spell that, right? So it's one of those things where we're just a beloved community here.
All right, so LSU hangs 50 on Texas A&M, 50-7. It seems to me not only they were trying to make a statement or were making a statement to Texas A&M, they were making a statement to the Bowl Selection Committee, et cetera.
You're a smart man, brother. So one thing the defense did was they took it personal that the Bowl Committee selection actually, you know, demoted LSU from number one to number two. And the reason they said was because Ohio State's defense was better. Well, okay, let me show you something. It's what the defense said, right? Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, as you know, the offense is going to do what the offense does. At the end of the day, LSU, Coach O, the Tigers wanted to really make a statement against Texas A&M, or to Texas A&M, to let them know they were the better team and that there were going to be no overtimes and that they weren't going to score any points, which in turn was going to let the committee know the same thing, that they were going to be one of the best teams playing on Saturday, if not the best team playing. all around special teams, offense, and defense, and they proved it.
Miles Brennan threw for a touchdown pass. Is he the next guy?
Yes. Right now he is. Yeah. You know, we're going to see what happens in the offseason. He's the next guy slated to come up. We got one other guy that's on scholarship that's on the team right now, and that's Peter Parrish. But then we've got, you know, TJ Finley coming in next year. And so I think he's going to come in and try to make some noise. So we're not really sure right now who's the next guy up. He is the guy. He's number two on the depth chart right now, but we'll see.
Miles Brennan must be liked a lot because you could see the joy for him, it seemed like, when he threw that touchdown pass, when he got back to the sideline.
Well, you think about it, it seems like he's been there for 10 years,
it
right?
It does.
But he's only been there for a couple of years. And everybody really does like him, man. You know, when he came in, when he signed, he was supposed to be the guy. And then that's the same time that Joe Burrow came in, right? And Joe ended up, you know, just being who Joe is. And so Miles had to sit behind him for 2 years. So it's you're at that point where people really do want to see what he can do because the mystique of him as a high school player has really served him well, which is why people really want to see him do well. And I think that him throwing that touchdown pass was key and pivotal for him because it showed that he can actually do it in a game-time situation, especially against an SEC foe in Texas A&M.
It was a nicely placed ball. We're going to take a break, come back. Herb Tyler, our guest, former LSU quarterback, co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show. We're going to look ahead to Georgia this weekend, the SEC title game, 7:50, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:56, 4 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Herb Tyler, former LSU quarterback and co-host of the Tiger Tailgating Show. Herb, in terms of Georgia and Saturday, does LSU wind up in the Final Four even if they lose?
I believe so. I think so. I think that they've proven that they, you know, their resume has enough meat on it to, you know, to for them to lose against Georgia and still make it in the Final Four. But I really don't see that happening. I think Georgia's going to be a tough test for them. But this team seems to have, like, this laser beam focus on accomplishing their goal, which is winning a national championship. And that's one thing that I have to commend Coach O and the rest of the coaching staff on, because these are young kids, man. These are kids who can lose focus easily, right? But they have these guys literally – like beamed in on the national championship or nothing. And I like it. And that's what and truly in my heart of hearts, I believe they will not lose. I don't think they will lose against Georgia.
How tough is it going to be for them to go back to number one? Ohio State scores, what, 56 points against Michigan in the Big House?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. They gave up, what, 20, 30 points?
27,
almost?
Yeah.
Yeah, almost 30 points. So if you want to take a look at it and do the same thing that the committee did the week before, well, LSU's defense looked much better against Texas A&M than Ohio State's defense looked against Michigan. So, and they both put out points and they both played well on special teams. So the eye test tells me that LSU was a better team.
So Joe, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, so that to me with that assessment, I think they should be number one.
You think they will?
I think they should be. Yes, definitely.
No.
Now, whether they will be or not,
that's what I mean, yeah.
We were talking about it on Saturday. The problem with it is it's a TV show, so they're looking to get ratings. So they want people to talk about it throughout the week. So at the end, you know, on the following Tuesday, they can tune in and check out what's going on. So we understand that, too.
Joe Burrow ties the SEC record for most touchdown throws in the season, 44, first
44.
Or second in many of the SEC passing records. Do you think people sometimes take it for granted how good he is?
No, I don't think so. I think people tune in to see how great he's going to be, you know? And that's the thing. Because you remember, this is the only season that Joe has done this. Like, he doesn't have a track record of doing this. So he's got one season under his belt of breaking all of these records and stuff. The first season last year, he was a guy that everybody loved because of his toughness, his maturity, the way that he led the team. But now everybody loves him because the way that how he throws the ball is his maturity, his patience, and his poise, his accuracy, and also continuing the way that he leads the team. So I don't think anyone takes him for granted right now. I think that the LSU fan base has been begging for this for a long time, right? Just to change the offense. Now, he could have done half as good as he's doing now, but we're running the same offense, and I think the fan base would be – be really happy, and we'll probably be, you know, 10-2 or whatever right now. But at the end of the day, I don't think we are taking him for granted at all. And if you are, don't, because you're watching history being made right now.
I like the way you said that, Herb. We'll talk to you again on Thursday or Friday. I'm going to tell you what, those are going to be some pretty big cleats to fill next year. We're going to come back, talk about, you got that right, talk about the capital punishment and survey when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.